Sleeping with Sasquatch, an Urban Legend Erotica Collection by Honey Cummings. Chapter 1. Biff's hair stood on end, signifying the time to shift drawing near. Fucking new moon. He gulped down his beer, glaring at the other men and women gathered around the campfire. Unlike his fellow shifters, he had a mop of golden locks and piercing blue eyes. Most of it hid under his ball cap, which only made his chiseled jaw and muscular neck and shoulders stand out. He shifted in the camp chair, and it creaked under the weight. Unlike the cozy office jobs his companions preferred, he'd spend the summer working odd jobs and hay baling. His skin had turned a rich, tawny color, as if the warmth of the sun had soaked into his flesh and stayed. It wouldn't be long now before the change came over them all. Every new moon, they gathered here, in the National Forest, to walk the night as the notorious urban legends of the woods. They'd set camp and checked no human had camped within a 20-mile radius. Even the trail cams from hunters and researchers had been turned off, and any sign of tree stands checked and checked again. Being caught on camera caused a huge uproar in their secret community of shifters. Whether a Sasquatch or a chupacabra, it didn't bode well. Twisting off another beer cap, Biff hated what came next. Everyone's cell phone alarms went off in unison, and the ritual started. He watched with bitter disdain as the men and women around him started to shed their clothes. Bare skin glowed orange in the firelight, and he was the only one celebrating alone. Again, Biff found the bottom of his beer and snorted. Seeing the smiles, the way the hands glided to the more intimate parts freely and without obstruction, only added to the misery he endured. Last time he'd brought someone, one of his own kind, but she'd broken up with him shortly before tonight. He thought it had gone well. They had screwed all night, and when the sun came up, they had one more round for good measure. He should have noticed that after that, the relationship was a bust. She hadn't been calling or texting. When they did talk, she was busy, but at last it came to a head 3 days ago when he caught her after work. He could still hear her words stinging in his chest. "I found someone else to spend the new moon with. Sorry, Biff. It's not you. It's me." She had spun on her heel, giving him one more gulp of her perfume before sliding into a car. Not hers, but her new man's Dodge Charger. And it had roared away. In his mind, it had sounded more like laughter, and he wondered if she'd used him for the last new moon. "Biff, come on. Time to strip, buddy. We can't have Bigfoot running around in a wife beater and cargo shorts," Satch snorted, pulling his girlfriend close to him. His friend may have been just as tall but lacked the bulk of muscles Biff carried. He was just as attractive in his own way, with his pompadour haircut and the deep brown eyes matching the bony structure of his thin face. Out of the group of friends, Satch was the playboy, the one who always got whatever girl he set his mind and dick on. Granted, he wasn't afraid to use dirty methods to get that done, and Biff hated that part of Satch, the Sasquatch. "Oh, leave him be. It was a bad breakup," Abe chimed in as Biff shed his clothes and grabbed yet another beer. "Leave the poor guy alone." Then there was Abe the Skunk Ape. His family had moved up north from Florida after most of their new moon go-to spots had been flattened for progressive projects like theme parks and apartments. Unlike a Bigfoot or Sasquatch, his kind never got big. He wondered if it had to do with the swampy regions they originated from, needing to be agile to avoid the panthers and gators, but Abe always shrugged when Biff asked. "Yeah, leave this poor guy alone," Biff winked at Abe. "Plus y'all got some ladies to wait on. Don't waste any more time on the third." He paused, counting the others. "Make that the fifth wheel." "Yeah, yeah." Kissing his girl, Satch started to stumble into the woods, tugging her along. "I told you that Bethany chick was bad news." Heat rose in Biff's face, the sight of the lovey-dovey couples combined with Satch's remark adding to his frustration. If I had someone else, I wouldn't be alone. And it's not like there's plenty of shifters like us to choose from, asshole." Biff cracked open another beer and shouted after him. "Does Yeti Spaghetti know you're banging his sister?"
"No, and don't ruin it, Biff,"
the girl hissed, her petite body pale as snow in comparison to her dark black hair.
"And I have a name."
"Yeah, I know it. Yvonne. Getty bitches about you every chance he gets."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?